Welcome to the 880 AM Social Hour, powered by Social Media 305, with your host, Johnny Irish, a financial sales professional, honed his skills for over 10 years on Wall Street, applying these sales techniques to today's top social media platforms since 2009. John has taught his clients and built his reputation on the true value of these platforms, the communication between people, not just marketing to the masses. Learn the skills needed to find the most powerful players in any industry. John will have live interviews introducing brand managers, small business owners, and industry insiders while diving into the real-time examples of today's newest platforms such as Vine, Instagram, and the ever-changing Facebook. Here's your host, tweeting live, Johnny Irish.
All right, this is Jim Freed. I'm filling in again for Johnny Irish. I want to send a high five out to New York, where Johnny Irish is spending time with his family, and have a great holiday, Johnny. And one other thing, you got to cut down that intro, John. It burns up too much time. Since I'm here, we're going to do the sports show, 880 AM, the biz. We're going to do the sports show for 880 AM. And the number one issue here in the sports world today is that the NFL and the retirees have settled their concussion lawsuit. Who are the winners and who are the losers? Well, the winner is obviously the NFL. The NFL goes from labor uncertainty and uncertain cost and exposure and continuing bad headlines for this. And the players that are out of the league, well, they get money. They get money now, and that's great for players that have debilitating diseases that may not have outlasted the NFL's litigation. So a high five to the NFL and their retirees for getting the concussion legislation behind them. Now let's find a way to make the game fun and safe for everybody. We're going to come up with a couple different topics. Of course, the NFL preseason is concluding tonight here in Miami. The Miami Dolphins take on the New Orleans Saints. All my friends that are New Orleans Saints fans are going to go out and watch the fake Saints suit up. All the guys that won't be on the team will be playing by the third quarter, but they'll enjoy all of their go Saints cheers and all that fun stuff. But the reality sets in, and starting on Saturday, we can start looking forward to a full NFL season as the NFL comes back. And what do the Dolphins look like? Well, other than question marks at guard and running back, and tight end, thanks to Dustin Keller's injury, they look pretty good. They're not that deep, but hey, what NFL team can really be that deep? But the Dolphins, you got to give it to Ireland. He has put together his team. This is his team. His money's out there. His reputation's on the line. Let's see what happens. Tannehill continues to seem to improve, and if he continues to improve and the wide receivers stay healthy and Lamar can catch the ball out of the backfield, it looks like we may have some pretty good offense this year. If Agnew develops as a tight end, you never know. So I'm hoping that the Dolphins will continue their upward trend. And golly, I got to tell you, is that we've been going since the early days. My first Dolphins game was my dad took me to see Joe Willie and play the Dolphins in the old OB. We sat up in the nosebleeds, but we had the best time. My dad took me to see the Raiders in the OB. I remember all the games that we went to there together. And that's what it's all about. It's not about what's up on the scoreboard. Hopefully that'll be a win. It's what's in your heart, and hopefully that'll be a lot of fun. So take your kids, go out to the Dolphins, go to Dolphins.com, go to our website. Our website has a direct link to the Dolphins where I can guarantee you you'll get the lowest prices available. You won't be paying any upcharges or any of that other stuff. Dolphins.com, great place. www.freedonbusiness. We've got access to all the tickets, and it's going to be a great NFL season. They've settled the lawsuit, and now they're doing moving forward with the rest of it. Hopefully they'll keep it clean and safe for everybody, and we'll be back to seeing the hits that we love clean. And oh, it looks like they're now going to take a look at these low below the belt cut injuries that injured Dustin Keller. And I might add, reminded me of Marty Lyons taking his shot on Dwight Stevenson. So if they can find a way to get these low hits out of there that really target the knees, to take out the knees, I think it'll be better for everybody. Because I really would rather see Dustin Keller lining up in and the Dolphins having an offensive seam threat than having him on the injured reserve and, you know, having had signed a 1-year contract, bad for him. You know, so we need to look at how we can put this a little bit behind us and get the NFL a little bit safe. Now, what does start up full force on Saturday? Actually, it starts up tonight. North Carolina, South Carolina kick off the college football season tonight on TV. I'll be watching that after the Dolphin game is over, taking a look and seeing what Steve Superior can do to the guys at North Carolina State. Will Javon Clowney look good tonight? I hope so. But the real question is, what's going to happen in the SEC this season and beyond? As they go away from the BCS and start the new 4-team playoff format, you got to wonder if the SEC doesn't get two teams in that 4-team format, how long they're going to be a player in this. I got to believe if the SEC doesn't continue to dominate the postseason playoff picture, they're going to find a way to make themselves a true minor league. Maybe they'll start paying players. Maybe they'll start using relationships with the different NFL teams and become a true minor league. Maybe a lot of different things will happen. Maybe they'll succeed from whatever NC2A organization exists down the road, because it is obvious that the SEC football and maybe a couple of other teams across the country that are able to have national programs or national financial reach, like Oregon, Ohio State, maybe with Urban Meyer, that's about it. So it looks to me like the SEC sitting pretty and sitting on top with all these top teams. And who's the next big coach that's going to go into the SEC? My money's on Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong, SEC quarterback, that's my bet. SEC coach, that's my bet that he's going to replace Steve Spurrier at South Carolina, where Charlie coached before he coached at Florida. Unless, of course, Will Muschamp stumbles. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. The Gators are looking pretty good this season. They've got a lot of starters coming back. Jeff Driscoll has to do well at quarterback, but the defense looks awesome. They're absolutely unstoppable. The defensive line will continue to rotate in stud after stud, five-star player after five-star player. The defensive backfield continues to be strong, and the linebackers should be good as well. Offensive line has two enormous road graders that came in not as JUCO transfers, but as transfer from major Division I college programs like Nebraska. So the Gators are just reloading. And how about the Hurricanes? Hey, I got to give a high five to Al Golden. Looks like the Hurricanes are on the right track, heading in the right direction. They play in that crappy ACC, so they should have a chance to win something. And hey, Al Golden, this could be your ticket. This could be your year. It doesn't look like they're going to have any more self-imposed sanctions. And golly, if this hasn't been enough already for the NC2A to lay off, I'd sue them. You got to just let these kids play. You got to let the U continue to roll it out and continue to improve and continue to rebuild their program, because the one thing that our community really, really needs, in my opinion, is a strong University of Miami Hurricane football program. So I want to wish Al Golden and the U all the best in every game this season, except, of course, that game on September 7th against the Gators, where I will be sitting and absolutely boiling in the northeast corner in the third row with the Bull Gators, in what will absolutely be a cauldron and a furnace. And let's talk about that for a minute. Why is TV able to dictate such unhealthy start times? I mean, you got the NFL playing in the middle of winter at Citi Field. You got the Gators playing this week at like 12:30 against Toledo. You got them playing the following week at 12:30 against UM. I can remember the last college football game that I went to that started at that time, and the weather and the Gators beat the University of Southern California. I was passing out by the end of the game, but boy, oh boy, those boys from Southern Cal, they couldn't handle the heat, and the Gators just wore them down. Well, with both teams practicing in the midday heat down in South Florida and in Gainesville, Gainesville's actually hotter than South Florida, if you can believe that. It'll be interesting to see if the weather plays any part on the field. I know it's going to play something in the stands. I'm planning to bring at least three long sleeve shirts, my fancy crazy wide sun hat, and lots of sunblock, as big a water bottle as they're going to let me bring in, and lots of cash to buy lots more water. And I'll have the fresh shirt waiting for me in the car and the fresh water waiting for me in the car. And oh, by the way, I'll probably bring two solid beach towels with me also. You got to remember how to handle the heat here in South Florida. If they're going to let you bring in the towels and they're going to let you bring in your shirts and they're going to let you bring in the water, you better. And you better bring the suntan lotion along with you. And you got to realize that maybe you are going to have to get up and go in the shade for a little while, but it's going to be worth it. Because I could tell you this. I remember the last two times that UM and UF played down here. When it was at the Orange Bowl over 20 years ago, I was there. I still have pictures. I carried a whole bunch of balloons. I got on national TV, let them out when the Gators came out. Gators scored 4 points. Game totally stunk. Had the greatest time on the warm-up on the way over there, though. And then the second time, the most recent time the Gators played here, I was on a cruise. I couldn't even go to the game. So I will not miss this. I am preparing today, physically, mentally, emotionally, to go out there in the heat in 2 weeks and watch the Gators take on the Canes in what's going to be an absolutely awesome game, hopefully one that we will remember for quite some time. Now, let's talk about the pro teams here in town. We talked a little bit earlier about the Marlins. I mean, about the Dolphins are playing tonight. I can only tell you that so far, three times today, somebody's come up to me and said, Jim, can you help me get Marlins tickets? I would like to go see the Detroit Tigers play. The Tigers are coming. That's right. Even though Cabrera's injured now, the Tigers are coming, and hopefully he'll still be on pace to win the Triple Crown. So can you just imagine that the largest gate this season will be the last three days of the season, watching Miguel Cabrera, former Marlin, chase the Triple Crown, perhaps for the second time back-to-back. Well, if he did, it'd be the second time back-to-back. I think it'd be amazing. And if you look at Miguel Cabrera, this is a guy that you thought may wash himself out of the league with behavior problems. I mean, obviously, we didn't know him. We just know what we read in the paper. Behavior problems, drinking issues, all that kind of stuff. Well, this guy's turned it around, and he's become a force. Not that he didn't look like a force down here when he helped the Marlins win the World Series. But if you look at him today and you look at him back then, you could see that this guy is the real deal. He hits to all fields with power. You see him lean over the plate, and you see him hit the ball to right field. Hey, Giancarlo Stanton, take a couple of lessons here. Cut down the swing and make contact. Learn to be a contact hitter with your power. It'll be awesome. Take a couple lessons from Miguel Cabrera when he comes to town. And oh, by the way, Giancarlo, maybe you should go back to being called Mike Stanton. It seems like Mike Stanton's a home run hitter's name. Giancarlo isn't. I got the high five from Dave in the window back there. Dave's running the sports show today. If I'm lucky, he's going to run my show later on today. So, Dave, it's about time for the mid-show break. We'll take that mid-show break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more NFL. We'll talk more Marlins, Gators, SEC. Back after this. And remember, NFL concussion settlement made. Back after this.
Back in a moment for more 880 AM Social Hour with your host, Johnny Irish. Overall unemployment dropped, but some are skeptical.
The unemployment rate came down, but not for all the right reasons. Bit of smoke and mirrors in it.
And the number of jobs created fell short.
We know what the solutions are, and that is to pick up the pace of growth.
And how do slow jobs affect your retirement account?
What it does is put the stock market into a bit of a conundrum.
We're watching the economy because it's your money. South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
We're back with your host, Johnny Irish. Call in now at 305-541-2350 or tweet Johnny at socialmedia305.
I'll be fine, Larry. All right, we continue to run Johnny's show. Dave, how are we doing there? I got the thumbs up again from Dave. That's two for two. Larry's back there, too, giving me the thumbs up. Hey, Johnny. Jim Freed running your show today, and I want to wish you nothing but the best. Johnny Irish and Johnny Irish Dad. Dad, feel better. Johnny Irish, have a great trip. Can't wait to see you. We're going to do a great show together next week, Johnny Irish. I want to send a thank you out to the U Health Medical Team. You know, they're the official medical team for the Marlins. U Health Medical Team, Dr. Andrew Sherman at the Pain and Rehabilitation Center really helped me this week, got me right in, got me what I needed, got the insurance process. And, Doc, make sure you send me that that email for all the team. I'm going to make sure we all go to see the Detroit Tigers when they come to town. Lauren's Kids. I want to make sure everybody goes to laurenskids.org and order your Lauren's Kids license plate today. We only need 1,000 orders, and we're on our way to getting those license plates to help us all protect our community's most at-risk people. Now, the top news, and we're doing a sports show here since Johnny's not here, and they asked me to come in on my vacation day. I'm going to do a sports show. And what we're doing today is we're going to talk sports, and the sports we're going to talk about is the top story. The top story is the NFL has settled its lawsuit. The NFL has settled its lawsuit with the NFL alumni and the people that have been suing them about the concussions. And why is this a good thing? It takes away the uncertainty. You don't have to read about this anymore. The NFL doesn't have to worry. The settlement, it works out to about $30 million a team, which is about 10% of their annual revenues. I got to tell you, with this super monster hanging out there, the NFL should be thrilled that they got off so easy and cheap. And why did the players take a settlement like this? Because a number of the players just can't make it through to the end of what would be a lengthy litigation process that the NFL would obviously throw at them. They're all lawyers. And so the guys that needed to get the money, they're going to get it. It's going to be an excellent settlement for both, and it'll be a great way for the NFL to move forward, because what they did not need was any more TV shows or interviews talking about, hey, you know, you shouldn't have your kid play in the NFL because he gets a concussion, or my kid, I don't want him to play in the NFL because of the concussions. You know, there's ways to play safely, and they still have a ways to go. I mean, I still want to see him get rid of these flagrant knee shots, like on what happened to Michael Dustin Keller and Dwight Stevens, I might add. These knee shots are just horrible, and what happens to these guys is the worst. And just guys I know that get knee replacement in a general stream of things, they shouldn't have to deal with this. Gator football and SEC football. SEC football starts tonight. Gator football starts Saturday at 12. You'll be melting in the stands. In a couple of weeks, I'll be out there for the Gator-UM game. I'll be melting in the stands with the rest of the Bull Gators. You can find me in row 3 in the northeast corner of the end zone, just absolutely passing out, probably on my third or fourth T-shirt, second or third towel. I can only tell you that I'm already feeling the sun beating down on me. I hope it's sort of cloudy that day, but I don't know. Today was only 96 on my car thermometer coming over here, so I'm hoping that we'll get a little bit of cloud cover, because September's always the hottest because it just stops raining. And when it stops raining, it just gets so hot down here. We got to do something about TV dictating these non-healthful start times. But I guess the TV is what fuels it all. And, you know, it's what's fueling the new BCS, the end of the BCS and the new championship series. And we know that if the championship series comes out and the Gators aren't in it, or one of the SEC teams aren't in it for more than a year or two, and the SEC is still having the top teams. In fact, if they don't have two teams in it, I think they may have a problem. And what's the next logical move to me? Hey, the next logical move to me is the SEC succeeds from the NC2A and just becomes what it really is. Autonomous semi-professional league. You let them pay the kids. The kids all want to go there anyway. I can't believe that a child that is being recruited by an SEC team that believes in himself doesn't want to go. If you think you're good enough to make it, you got to go to the SEC. You got to play on Saturdays in the SEC on all their top games. I mean, for goodness sakes, the second game tonight is like Mississippi and Vandy. And Vandy's a top team. I mean, all the SEC teams are going to just be absolutely awesome this year. So, you know, you got Mississippi State, headed by the guy who made Tim Tebow, and we see how good Tim Tebow is today. You got Mark Richt. Hey, Georgia, Mark Richt. You know, you don't win with Andy Murray this year. I think Mark Richt's looking for a new job. Maybe that's where Charlie Strong ends up. South Carolina, Steve Superior. He's got the team locked and loaded again. How he does that at South Carolina, I'll never know. They were nothing before he got there. Arkansas, reloading, looking at a new offensive thing. Arkansas has been great for a long time. They've had some down years. They've had some up years. Arkansas is going to be coming back. Alabama, LSU, we don't even have to talk about them. We talked about Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Vandy. All are going to be good teams this year. So the SEC is deep from top to bottom, and the ACC is ready and waiting for the UM to take charge. And I would hope that this season Al Golden does just that. Al Golden deserves it. With all the BS that he's put up with down here, Al Golden deserves a shot at the ACC title this year, and he should be allowed to play for it if he gets there. His team should be great. His quarterback is pretty darn strong, and the rest of the team looks pretty darn good, too, on paper. Let's see what happens this week and then when they play the Gators. But I really think that this is the year that the UM starts to rise again, and good for them. The town needs a strong UM. The Marlins. The Marlins, hey, how smart do they look with that trade? With the Toronto Blue Jays mired in, you know, way out of the race in the American League, and the Marlins showing great strength behind the young players that they've gotten, some of whom haven't even begun to show themselves up at the major league level yet. The Marlins trade is beginning to look good. You may want to question the way that they approached it. You may want to question some of the statements they made. You may want to question some of the energy they put out there. But the one thing you've got to agree with is that in this particular instance, it seems like they made the right move. And now I'm getting hit left and right. I've got at least four emails. I got at least four emails with asking me to help people get tickets to the Detroit Tigers series. I know that that everybody I see wants to either go to that or the Braves or whatever's coming up. There's not a lot of games left, and a lot conflict with the Jewish holidays. So if you want to get out and you want to see the Marlins, you better make your plans, and you better go and get your tickets now, because the Marlins games are good, solid events. And we're going to have some of the Marlins guys on at the end of the season. There's some new things they have in store for next year that really sound exciting. It's going to really make that stadium happen. And look, those young kids are going to mature. They're going to get better, and the Marlins will continue to improve. Now, the Dolphins. Dolphins take the field tonight. Looking forward to it. Very excited. All of my Cajun friends are already up there tipping a couple back, I am sure. So be safe. If you're on your way, drive safely. But the Dolphins game, remember, you can only bring a one-gallon plastic container with your stuff in it. And make sure if you want to get the season tickets or individual game tickets, you can either go to Dolphins.com or you can go to freedonbusiness.com and hit our link for the Dolphin games. We have a special link for the Dolphin games, and the Dolphin games are going to be absolutely great this year. They're always great to see and to entertain your clients and to go have fun and yell and scream. Some of my favorite memories with my dad was made at the Dolphin games. It's just absolutely one of the most awesome places to build your relationship with your son and your kid and yourself. And so I recommend that. Also, the Marlins games. If you want to sit and have an actual conversation, you want to try one of those. And the Marlins games are great. The facility is awesome. Hey, if my wife is asking me, when's the next time I go to a Marlins game, you got to at least check out the facility. She's not worried about what's going on the field. What we do is we get there, we sit down, and we watch, I'll say it this way, Dave, Giancarlo Stanton, because it's still, I know, it's got to be good, Mike Stanton power hitter is what we're looking for. Anyway, once he's been up to bat, we go out, we take a walk around the stadium. By the next part of the inning, we're over by the mariquitas and all the great Latin food. I get mariquitas and a beer. She gets some water. We share the mariquitas. Then, because she's my wife, she goes over and waits in line for pizza while I go back to my chair. I'm sorry. I'd wait in line for her, too. Don't worry. And then by like the sixth inning, she's back with the pizza. We have some pizza. I have another beer. Seventh inning, the beer's kind of settled and I'm safe to drive home. And then we get in the car and I'm home within 5 minutes because the stadium is so centrally located. People, it's cheap entertainment. It's freaking air conditioned. Enjoy. Go. They have these fruit juices. They have the fancy food. They have all the good stuff. I want to remind everybody to stay tuned. Coming up in the next half hour when I switch to Freed on Business, we're going to do a huge straight shot of condo. We're going to have Andy Hall. Andy Hall is the managing partner of Hall and Lamb, of Hall, Lamb, and Hall. I know the other Hall. I see him in the elevator all the time. PA, we're going to talk about what the risks are with this buyer finance deposit thing. It's got some benefits to it also. So in the second half hour, we're going to have Inigo is going to be on. Inigo Ardid is going to be on. He is with Key International. He is the head of development for Key International. They have what they consider to be a 2.0 for the jumbo deposits. Maybe I can even convince Andy to stick it out and talk to Inigo, and maybe we could have a little bit of back and forth. We'll see. It's going to be a great show. If you're into business here in South Florida, you're going to want to listen to these two stars and leaders in our business community. I may even get Andy to talk a little bit of Watergate, too. Dave, you'd love the Watergate. See, Andy, you don't even know. Dave is the last man to shake hands with JFK before he got shot. He wants to see who plays him in the new movie. Dave, Johnny's got a long out. So what I want to do is I want to remind everybody to go to laurenskids.org, order your Lauren's Kids license plate, make the world a better place. Go Fins, go Gators, go Marlins, go Canes. I'm out of here. High five, Dave.